Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is March 14th, 2017. It is 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit News. I am your host today, Courtney Overfield, and I have a wonderful guest with me today by the name of Amora. She's actually just joined the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide team, so thank you for being here.
No problem, Courtney. My pleasure.
It's nice to be able to have somebody to kind of talk to about the guide again, because I know that Penny has been very actively busy, and we've had such a strong year going forward this year. We've had so many different things going on with the guide and the radio and the growth. So we're really happy, but it's nice to have somebody to knock, you know, some ideas around with the guide. So thank you so much for being here today. So obviously we are going to talk about the guide and everything that's wonderful and beautiful about it. And we are going to talk about the events and what's going on in the community, as well as what's new with radio. So every month I always like to start with the cover, because I think the cover really says it all. So this month, Penny picked the cover, and I think that she did a wonderful job. What do you think?
Me too, especially with the snow that we just had in Michigan here. This really brightens up spring coming very soon, hopefully.
Speaking of which, for all of you listeners who are out of state, and any of you guys who are on the East Coast, I apologize. That snow started here in Michigan, and now you guys are getting it.
Good luck. Stay warm and cuddle.
Yeah. I actually think I saw on the Weather Channel last night that they said that it was, they had like this weird word, like bombalicious or something, for the snowstorm, because it basically, what happened is it moved out of Michigan and increased in strength. So whereas they were only supposed to get a few inches, now they're getting like feet. So, yeah, the cover is beautiful this month. And if you're listening live with us, you can go to bodymindspiritguide.com and pull up the issue. It is in PDF format and is free. All of our issues that we hand out here in Michigan, the 40,000 copies, is free. It goes out to over 1,400 locations. So, and then we also offer subscriptions. So if you're out of state and you'd like a hard copy, you can actually subscribe with us and have a copy delivered to your home every month. It is a low-cost fee. And it's a wonderful opportunity to, you know, support the guide and keep us going. So for a full year subscription, it's $29.95. And it just helps us stay a free magazine, you know, and help support, you know, our costs and so forth. So definitely take an opportunity to, you know, do that if you're interested. And you can contact us at info@bodymindspiritguide.com, and we can get you started with that. So I definitely like the cover. She did cherry blossoms and, you know, the nice spring floral.
Too bad it wasn't a scratch and sniff, so you could smell the cherry blossoms.
I don't know if we actually have found a way to be able to do that. We can buy like a bottle of perfume and start spraying down the issues as they come in.
That'd be nice.
I used to participate in distribution with the magazine, before we had our wonderful guy step forward, and he actually distributes all the magazines. But one of the quirky things I used to do was I used to bag them in trash bags, you know, convenient, you know, when you drop them off at the doorstep so they don't get wet and so forth. And I'd always buy the ones that smell. So when you'd pull out the magazines, they would actually have a scent to them.
Wow.
So like one month I did lemon, the next month I did vanilla, then I did like gardenia rose. I thought it gave an extra touch to the home delivery system of our magazines. So, and I know a friend helped me do the delivery, and she always thought it was really quirky, but I thought it added a little something extra. It kind of reminds me of Legally Blonde, you know, where she has the resume. Oh, it smells. So we're going to start with some of the awesome events coming up, looking inside of the magazine. Well, first of all, we have the Holistic Festival out in Gibraltar and Mount Clemens. This happens every single month. They actually host this Holistic Festival every single month. And It's an awesome event. It's 3 days. It's going to be March 17th, 18th, and 19th, which is this upcoming weekend. So if you have some additional time and you want to go out there and check out the vendors and readers, and there's just so many different people out there to look at. So they run it from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Friday 12 to 9, Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday 10 to 6. And that's out in Mount Clemens, their Gibraltar Trade Center, and it's a holistic festival. So aromatherapy, books, candles, psychics, readers, numerologists, they always have a bunch of eclectic people out there, and it shifts. Like some months people will be there, and then the next month they're not. So it's always good to kind of check out more than one of them, because you might miss somebody 1 month that was there the next.
Yep.
And then they always have their people who are there year-round. They do this event every single month. So,
and it's a good place to network, too, if you're in this kind of sort of business holistic stuff, you know.
It's an awesome place to network. It's an awesome place to really get in touch with the community and talk to a variety of different people. Some of those people are our advertisers or participate in the guide. The rest of them know about us and they support the guide. So it's a great way to have some fun. That event is on every single month. This ad is always published in the guide. So if it's one of those that you missed this month, there will be another one next month. You know, you can actually kind of plan your year around them in a way if you want to hit a couple of them throughout the year. So the other big event that I want to definitely mention is the Festival of Enlightenment Holistic Fair. Excuse me. This is an event that goes on every single year at Henry Ford Community College in Dearborn. It is this Saturday, March 18th, and it is 11 to 5, which me and you were just talking about this earlier. Everybody comes in by 10 o'clock.
Yes. They're pretty early birds.
Yeah.
They're trying to catch the worm.
Yeah, usually everybody starts showing up around 10 o'clock. I'm surprised they haven't changed it from 10 to 5, but it's an awesome event. It's a $5 admission to come in. If you're a student, you get free admission. And then also, if you bring a non-perishable food item, you actually get a few dollars off the admission, and you can actually, it looks like they're adding a raffle this year for that too, so you can actually participate in a raffle. This is an awesome event. I've done this event for years. I think this will be like my sixth or seventh year doing this event. I'm there personally for my own business, but in the same sense, I'm also there for radio and the guide. So if you want to come out and ask me any questions about the guide, the radio, you're interested in participating in either one, I will be there all day, and you can talk to me about it. You can also pick up a copy of the March issue for free. You know, I bring usually like 6 to 8 bundles, so we give away the March issue all day long. That way you can get a copy. And there's a lot of awesome vendors there. I do know that they brought the Labyrinth Room back this year. They have a bunch of different speakers. They offer food. There's the live music. And then obviously there's vendors throughout the main floor. If you've never been and you're kind of like, oh boy, Henry Ford Community College, that's a college. Basically, you want to go to the student activities building, or basically the cafeteria is the best way to put it. And it's right in the front of the college. So, and parking's free. So it's an awesome event. It supports the holistic show that they have on their radio station. It's a way for us to kind of give back to. So it's a great show. I love doing it. So that's this Saturday, March 18th. You know, save the date, so to speak.
And I like this event too, because it's more of like an intimate setting. It isn't like a big showroom where it's like a whole bunch of people. It's more you could talk and interact with people, because it's more of an intimate setting.
Well, there's usually about 20 to 30 different vendors there, so it is a little bit more of an intimate setting. Whereas, you know, it's not, you know, where you go in a giant ballroom and you're looking at 100 different vendors. So, but there's a lot of different awesome readers there that will do readings. A lot of vendors who tend to do this event tend to make their own stuff. You know, I believe there was a woman there last year that did painted rocks, and she's coming back, and she did fabulous
those
job.
Those were phenomenal.
Yeah,
I wanted to buy one, but I didn't have enough money that time. I was like, this time I'm going to get one.
Yeah,
sure.
I actually heard that she either increased her inventory or she's been working on a lot of brand new ones. So I believe she'll be back this year. There's just so many different things to look at. So, and there's a lot of different things to do. So this is one of those events where bring the family, bring the kids. Kids are free. So, because kids can walk around and have fun with this, too. And like I said, I'll be there for my personal business and then also representing the guide and radio. So you can come talk to me, whether, you know, if you have any questions or concerns or you want to, learn more about the guide. We also have the Holistic and Psychic Expo. This is going on Saturday, April 22nd and Sunday, April 23rd. This one is, you can actually go to holisticpsychicexpo.com for discounted advance tickets. This is the 5th annual Spring Holistic and Psychic Expo. Free parking, door prizes valued at $20 for first 50 attendees. This is going on at Eastern Michigan University. And this is the 5th year in a row they've done this, and they actually started doing a fall one as well. I don't know if they've done the fall one for as long. I think they have. But I've heard phenomenal information about this event, that everybody has a lot of fun. It's really an awesome event to attend. I've never heard a bad thing about this event.
I haven't heard it's good.
Yeah, I've never been able to attend. It always tends to fall on weekends that I can't do it. I'm booked or I'm busy. But I've heard some really awesome things about this event. It's $10 daily or $15 for the weekend. College students, it's $8. And then it's $5 from ages 12 to 17. Anything under that, I believe, is free. And like I said, go to holisticpsychicexpo.com and you can actually get discounted tickets.
Says free parking.
Yep. So,
you know, anything free, my mom always says take it. So,
they also will have a special event on Saturday at 6:15, gallery readings with shamanic medium Lori Lipton. She's backed by popular demand, and it's free with Expo admission. So if you're looking to attend that event, go check it out. It's free. You just have to pay the admission to get into the main event. So they also have animal communication, connect departed loved ones, anti-stress techniques, living life at the next level, why women and men react differently to stress. Sorry, I have to kind of laugh at that one. We all know that's true. So that's an awesome event coming up in April that you can put on your calendar. It's at the Eastern Michigan University Student Center. That's 900 Oakwood Street, Ypsilanti. So moving on, the articles in here are awesome. Every month we have some amazing articles in here. Susan DeCosson is one of our writers. And she also offers Reiki and readings. She also helps participate with the guide. She's one of ours who helps Penny with all the uploading every month. So when you get to read everything online, she's one of the ones who does the work on that. So we thank her a great deal for that because, that takes time getting everything in the magazine up on the website. And she's a pro. She does it faster than any of us. But she has an article, How to Be in the Now. We also have the Great Lakes Astrology Conference coming up May 4th through the 8th. That happens every single year. There's so many people who participate in that. A lot of the psychics in the community participate in that event, and they do teach a lot of classes throughout the weekend. And that's another awesome one that I haven't been able to get a chance to check out, but I've heard a lot of great things about. Earth Lore is one of our awesome advertisers. They're in here. If you want any metaphysical items, you can check them out. They're in Plymouth, Michigan. I like this. The best 7 doctors: sunshine, air, exercise, water, diet, rest, and laughter.
Me too. My kind of doctor.
Yeah, I'll stick with the sunshine, the air, the water, the rest, and the laughter. I don't know about the exercise and the diet. I think I'll leave those two on the sidebar for right now. At least till the weather breaks. We also have introductory course on Bach Flower Remedies by Carolyn Bennington. You know, this is an awesome article to check out. Are You Getting What You Want Out of Life by Phil Rosenbaum? He's one of our writers that comes back every month. If you notice the St. Jude's Novena in the magazine, we actually do publish this at a low cost, and we get requests. Like, we will have somebody call and request to publish it on behalf of a name. And this is basically a short prayer, you know, to help somebody. You're supposed to say the prayer 9 times a day for 9 consecutive days, and then your prayer will be answered. So if you know somebody who needs help with healing, or, you know, they need something, they're kind of in a hopeless sense in their life, this is a way to put it in the magazine. You could just put their initials like this person did, MS. It's for them. And ultimately, this is a cool way to kind of say, hey, look, you know, this is out there for you. We're praying for you.
Yes.
So it's something to kind of keep in mind. The OT Spirit Fest is coming up. I don't think you got to participate in that one either, have you?
I don't think so. This
is the first time I've ever seen it on. The OT Spirit Fest was one of the ones that I actually participated in last October. She does it in April and October. It's going to be Saturday, April 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Brownstown Senior Recreational Center. That's on Telegraph Road in Brownstown. It's $5 door charge, cash only. And basically, they have a bunch of different readers there, flower messages, spirit artists, and so forth. OTE is owned by Nancy Lynn, and she's actually one of our brand new radio hosts that started this month. And her show, Opening to Enlightenment, is based off of her business. And her show is actually pretty awesome, pretty unique. What she does is she takes questions from the community on different spiritual topics. So you can email her at blueraven318@gmail.com, I believe. And basically, if you have a question about mediumship, or, you know, how numerology works, or if you want to know any of that, she'll take your question and she'll read it live on the air at a future show. She doesn't say any names, so everything stays anonymous, and she'll answer your questions. So it's kind of like, you know, what is it, Dear Nancy, you know, kind of like that. That in the corner, answer my questions, like an advice columnist. She doesn't really give advice as much as what she's doing is she's just helping educate people on spirituality. So
always good.
Yes, and Opening to Enlightenment is an awesome business. They do classes throughout the year. She does this event twice a year, so she's really about putting spirit back in the community. So check out the festival, and then also check out her radio show, which aired last week, Wednesday the 8th. So it airs live the second Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. You can go to bodymindspiritradio.com and listen to it in archive if you don't get a chance. Or you can look forward to her next show, which will be airing live on April 12th. Yep, April the 12th at 7 p.m. So, and she always does some awesome articles, too. This month she actually did one on psychometry, which I think a lot of people don't even know what psychometry is.
That's why I was glad when I seen it. I said, finally, I know what it is, but a lot of people that I know is like, what is this?
Psychometry is the idea of touching an object and getting information. And it doesn't, it's not so much about touching people. That's a little bit different. Like, if I hold your hand and I get information, that's one way of receiving it. But that's more kind of follows through with the clairs and psychic information. Psychometry is the art of being able to touch an object and read it,
yeah.
Read its energy, pick up on an imprint. So she talks about photos, portraits and landscapes, walls, furniture, toys, a lot of antiques, jewelry, things along those lines usually have a psychic imprint or some type of information. A lot of people like to bring in photos of people.
Or wedding rings.
Or jewelry.
Husband passed away or something.
You know, sometimes we will buy an antique and get it home and go, this has some energy to it, not knowing where it is. And sometimes we seek out a psychic to kind of figure out, okay, is this haunted?
Just remember, though, when you buy stuff from these events, stage it when you get home, because you never know who touched it. Not saying anybody's bad or anything, but there's negative energy in the air everywhere.
That's true. A lot of people don't think about that. You know, when you get your, when you go to any of these psychic events, you know, when you get your crystals home, cleanse them, you know, burn some sage over them or dip them in some salt water, or just salt. You can use just common table salt to cleanse your stones. Now, be cautious if you use salt water, because I know a lot of people like salt water, but there are crystals out there that are water soluble. It's like selenite.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Selenite. And then I actually just found out that celestite over a period of time is actually water soluble too.
Yeah, I found that it started to fall apart.
Yeah, it's more of like if you do like the compact celestite, which is a blue, it looks very similar to angelite.
Like the geodes kind of.
Well, like, not the raw geodes, but like compressed, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
like, you know, where you get the tumble. That one is more water soluble. I didn't know that. I actually just found that one out.
I did too by accident.
So just kind of keep that in mind. You know, be cautious. And you can always ask a vendor, you know, is this water soluble? Or they should let you know. But like a lot of people forget about that, like selenite lamps and selenite candle holders. You don't want to. You know, you don't really want to cleanse any of that with, you know, water. You want to use just salt. And a lot of times, selenite doesn't even need to be cleansed.
Because it cleanses itself in the area around it.
Mm-hmm. So that's just one that you can kind of avoid. But any other crystals, yeah, you people touch it. People have different energy, and you want the stone to work for you specifically. So you want to clear out any energy that it's kind of attracted or gained, and you want it to kind of be fresh and ready just to work for you. And you can do that with any items, jewelry, any tools that you pick up, you know, tarot cards, oracle cards, anything you want to kind of cleanse just so that it's specifically only working for you. Jennifer Vanderwall is one of our, I love her articles. Every month she publishes something about crystals. This is using stones to maintain optimal health and balance within our with our chakra system. So she talked about the chakra stones this month, which most people don't even know what the chakras are. So I think that this is a really cool article and really informative. We have 7 chakras in the body, 14 if you count the ones that are not within the body and are in the higher realms. But we always work with the 7, and they go from the top of your head all the way down to your root chakra, which is your tailbone or your butt bone. So, and we definitely have to keep our chakras balanced within our body. So keep that in mind. It's an awesome article if you've never worked with the chakras. We also have Dr. Michael Regish in here, Unbelievable Weight Losses with No Diet, 75% off March only nutritional testing. So you guys might want to take advantage of that if you're looking to lose a few pounds for spring.
75% off makes you just want to do it.
Yeah. Well, I know that there's a lot of people out there looking outside of Michigan going, great, we have a little bit more time before we got to pull out that bathing suit. You know, with 3 to 4 inches of snow, we're not really concerned about that at the moment in time. But you never, spring's around the corner. Spring's in a week.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be time soon to pull out those bikinis and
the smell short, of real cherry blossoms.
Yeah, short shorts and all that. And, you know, a lot of us want to be healthy for the summer.
Yeah.
In the Light introduces Midwest Institute for Systematic Constellations, founded by Liz Jelinek. She's a psychologist, and she does some amazing work in the community. And you can take a look at that article. She was featured. she also has Midwest Institute for Systematic Constellations, and you can take a look at her classes, Trauma Constellation Workshop. She's a really awesome psychologist, and she does a lot of amazing work. So you guys can take a look at that. So what were some of the things that you liked in the magazine this month?
I just like a lot of the articles because they're very informative, and if people don't know a lot about certain things, they can inform themselves or kind of knowledge, get more knowledge and help them kind of guide them in the path that they're looking for.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the magazine as a whole, that it's so informative, and each month you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, you never know.
The beauty of our writers is that they write about the concepts that they feel drawn to write about.
Yes.
You know, Penny will throw out some recommendations each month of some different things, but, you know, it's March, you know, summer, spring equinox is coming up. Numerologically, we're in 1 year, you know, things along those lines. But a lot of our writers just go based off of spirit, whatever they feel kind of inclined to bring to the community, what they feel inclined to write about. So that's kind of the beauty of the magazine each month. You really don't know what you're going to get.
No, kind of like a box of chocolates.
I think one of my favorite articles this month are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting enough sleep? Because I know I'm not.
I never can get enough sleep. I get 8 hours sleep, still want sleep. It's called beauty sleep for a reason.
A lot of people don't realize how much sleep is actually important to the body. You know, most experts agree that adults need an average of 7 to 9 hours of sleep. You know, a lot of people will try to throw that in at nighttime, but you can actually do 6 hours at night and do like a 2 hour daytime, you know, nap, which I think I'm going to start.
I love naps. People always thought naps were old people. Yeah, I'm 31. I'd rather have a nap instead of like a break at work. Take a nap hour. Because I think in other countries, I think Mexico, they have siesta where like it's a nap time instead of like a lunch break. It's an actual full hour or two or something like that for a nap.
Now, I've heard of power naps, and the best time frame for a power nap is 40 minutes. Because 40 minutes is long enough to where the brain can recharge, you wake up, and you're ready to go to finish out the day.
I remember back in the day, Oprah would say that 10, 15-minute cat naps or something works really well. Mm-hmm. They said it's proven that it helps out a lot throughout the day.
Well, it's a way to kind of recharge your batteries, and it's a way to heal the body. You have to remember that when you're in your REM cycle, when you're asleep, your cells are redoing what they need to do. They're healing themselves, which is one of the reasons why when you're sick, they say, get rest, get sleep. And let me tell you, when I'm sick, that's all I do.
Same thing goes when you're stressed, too. Sleep matters a lot when it comes to helping deal with stress.
Well, and there's a lot of different ways to focus, you know, get the sleep. I know that this article talks about the necessities of sleep and, you know, why we need it so much. But a lot of people struggle with getting to sleep. So try some meditation, some nice herbal tea, some different things along those lines. And those are some awesome ways to get you to sleep at night, too. So
some easy listening.
Yeah, you know, some good solid music.
Soundscape, yeah, stuff like that.
That's a good way to get yourself to sleep, too.
Me personally, then, yeah. So.
that's good, to be honest with you. The way I fall asleep is another channel.
We're a fan. Sometimes the sound of just white noise in the background or ocean.
And I feel so bad for people who do that because I'm one of them. And now I can tell you whenever I travel somewhere, I actually have to take a portable fan.
Because
when I do events and I travel for business and so forth, you get in these hotel rooms, they don't have fans. And you're like laying there staring at a ceiling going, but I'm so used to the noise. So now I have to pack a portable fan when I travel, you know, like a little desktop one, just so that I have the noise.
We got apps now where you can put sounds
yes.
on.
Yes, you know, I actually did that one year when I traveled to Tennessee. I was traveling with my family, and here they're at one end, and I'm at the other end, and I'm in my own room, and I'm like, it's dead quiet. So I actually had to pull an app up on my Kindle to listen to
for
it.
Sleep sounds.
Yeah, basically, I had to pull the sound of a fan up on my Kindle and listen to with my head buzz. But in order to get to sleep, and my mom thought that was one of the most hilarious things she's ever heard, except for the fact that she had a fan in her room that she brought, and I'm like, you desperate times call for desperate measures.
Oh, yeah.
So we also have Advanced Chiropractic, Carl Wellness Center. I know a lot of people have the tension, you know, they want to see a chiropractor. He's an awesome person to check out. Free consultation, one free cold laser treatment. Detoxifying your skin is an awesome one. Epsom salt baths. I actually just told somebody this. She did not know that Epsom salts actually reduce pain if you soak in them. And then they also help detoxify the body and pull the toxins out. And she just had surgery. So, and it's taken her so long to heal. And she was telling me that she, you know, she couldn't stand up to take a shower. And she's been taking a lot of baths. And when I recommend Epsom salts, she was like, I never thought about that.
Yep. And the funny thing is here in Michigan, a lot of the dollar stores have like lavender scented ones and everything. You don't even have to buy the expensive brand sometimes.
You can actually make your own.
Yeah, that's true too.
If you get, you know, you want to kind of use more of the coarse salt. I've used the powdered salt before, but you can actually put a couple drops of essential oil in with there and call it a happy day.
Okay, sounds good.
So Change is our friend, not our enemy.
A lot of people fear change.
Yeah, and going into the spring, you know, there's a lot of change. A lot of people are kind of coming out of that winter hustle and bustle, and now they're looking at, okay, all the things that I can accomplish in spring. Me and my husband were actually just talking about that earlier. I plan on, you know, waiting for the weather to break so I can clean out our storage unit, which is going to be a huge process. You're going to volunteer to help, right?
We'll see. What you got to offer?
Whatever I don't want, you get to take home.
Sounds good to me. Laundry's good stuff.
That storage unit is full. So, you know, a lot of people do fear change, but it's not as hard as we think. I always say that change is necessary in order for us to evolve. And a lot of times we fear change because we're right in the beginning of it and we can't see to the goal line, the finish line. And once we're through it, we realize, oh, it wasn't a necessity. It did change or evolve things for the better. So that's an awesome article to take a look at.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, things happen for a reason.
Oh, yes, they do. And you may not see the reason, but that doesn't mean it's not going to...
It hits you in the face like a snake, like it's right in your face. Jump right
in. Compassion Matters is also an article that you can check out. I'm actually going to check out this, and Penny actually recommended this, the 100% organic plant-derived minerals. She said that her and her husband actually use this, and they love it.
I think I might try that. And the storage from is awesome.
Yeah, Total Health
Food. The
stores, yeah.
They're really knowledgeable in what they do. You could go there and ask for any kind of an element you have, and they'll research and pull up everything you need and tell you what would help you by the time you leave that store.
Yeah, this is an awesome store to go to if you're low on vitamins. They have so many different organic things in there, too. But
even the natural crystal salt deodorant they have, and the shampoos, and the non-fluoride toothpaste.
Yeah, so, but me and Penny were just talking about this ad yesterday. You know, that she takes the minerals, so does her husband, and they help a great deal with the healing process. And we have to have more minerals in our body. We always think of vitamins, but we don't really think of minerals.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, and it can help increase your health. So I'm actually going to take a look at this, and I'm probably actually going to contact them to get my hands on a bottle. Because I'll do anything that helps.
and that's Total Health Foods. I've actually known them when they opened their first store, and now they got multiple locations, which I was surprised, and I'm glad that they're doing so good because they're very knowledgeable.
Yeah, one of their first locations was actually down in Wyandotte.
Yeah, then before that, I think it was Northline for a minute, and then they moved to Wyandotte.
Yeah, they are awesome people, and they have so much knowledge. Here, Talking to Heaven is an awesome article to check out, too. We have some advertisers on page 22 as well. Eve Wilson, Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn, the Mystery School of the Temple Arts. Eve Wilson always publishes an amazing article every single month. Do It With Love. Her articles are phenomenal. I think the last time I spoke to her, she was in the process of writing a book. Don't quote me on that one, though, because I haven't talked to her in a while. I hope she's still working on one, though, because, she is. Her new book, Riding the Wave of Change, Hope, Healing, and Spiritual Growth for Our World, is coming soon. Says that down in her bio. So awesome. I'll be looking forward to reading that.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
She's an amazing writer. She does some awesome writing. She's just a natural. She should be an author. The World Without Flying Saucers. I love Chrissy Blaise.
Kind of reminds me of do-do-do-do-do-do-do. But it's very knowledgeable.
Yeah, Chrissy Blaise is one of our hosts. She does Aetherius Radio Live, and there's a listing for all the Aetherius Society events. If you've never taken a listen to their show, they have some powerful information on there. I actually just produced their last two shows, and they spoke about, negativity in the world and on a greater scheme. I mean, they go into subjects that are really profound. So, and their mentor, Dr. George King, he's passed now, but he did a lot of channelings and transmissions when he was alive, and they bring a lot of that information to the table.
She's been studying this stuff more 30 years or more, it says on there.
Yeah, she's been 25 years.
Since the 1980s.
The Aetherius Society, they're awesome people. They're so, it's so much information, but they are willing just to sit down and have a conversation with you. You know, and normally they are at the Henry Ford Community College event this weekend. I'm hoping they're there. I can't confirm or deny that. Normally, I believe the last 2 years they have actually been there, and it's awesome to just kind of chit-chat with them too. But you can always contact them personally at the Michigan branch. You can go to Therius.org, and all their information is on there. And they have worldwide.
Wow.
You know, they're not just here in Michigan. I believe they're out in California. I know there's a London-based organization, too. Richard Lawrence, the co-host of the show, he's based in England. It is awesome to be able to have him come live from England every month, especially because he has an awesome accent.
Gotta love your European friends.
Yeah. I love listening to him talk because he's so informative and he knows his stuff so well. And yet you get to hear the accent, too. Sorry, Richard. I had to throw that one out there. We love you. New Beginnings at Michigan Psychic Fair. Pauline is one of our advertisers as well. And she is basically stepping up to help take over that event, I believe. So this article is talking about that and the Michigan Psychic Fair and the dates and where they are. And basically you can go and get a reading from a bunch of different psychics.
Yep, at different locations on different dates.
Yep, then there's Livonia on March 5th.
Roseville March 12th at the Holiday Inn Express.
Yep, Waterford March 19th. And Bex, which is March 25th. So there's different locations. You can check them out. It's an awesome, you know, if you're the type that you like to try different readers, different modalities, then this is a good opportunity for that.
But if you have a fair one, too, it says you could go on the Michigan, www.michiganpsychicfair.org to see, a list of readers.
Mm-hmm. That way you can pick your favorites and go visit them, too. Are you more connected and powerful than you know? This is by Dave Kotrovic. He's also, him and Pat Kotrovic are also one of our advertisers, and they do the Full Moon Meditation Monthly on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, which is awesome. It's, you know, a free guided meditation.
That's fun.
They always pick some awesome topics, you know, and go into depth with that. I know one of their recent shows are We Are One. So it's a great thing to check them out. They own the Body Works Healing Center. You can save $25 off your first session with Robert Auerbach, and he's an advanced practitioner. And pain-free posture, mobility, improve yoga golf, freedom from pain. They have so many classes and events. Like, they do so much throughout the year, and I do believe that they're in the process of bringing a psychic event to the table this year. So they try to do that yearly to where they're going to offer, like, a psychic day at their center, and you can come in and get a reading and so forth. So, and I'm hoping to be part of that. So these are some – they're awesome people. They're really, really informative people. They know so much – and they really throw it out there. So you can check out their retail store, classes, and events. If you go to our class event page, they always list their classes in the guide every month. Tammy Brown protects all your life's moments. Farnborough Insurance, you can check that out. Clean Your Colon, Save Your Life. That's an awesome article. Vegan vitamins and supplements, acupuncture. so there's different things along those. Olympian Michael Phelps swears by cupping. Should you try it? Have you ever did cupping? I know you've seen it before.
It looks scary to me, but I've heard it works.
Have you ever seen Karate Kid, the new one?
Yeah.
Where he lights the flame in the cup and then he uses it to heal. Mm-hmm. That's cupping.
I know I've seen it where it leaves bruises sometimes, but they say it takes the toxins out.
So this is basically a Chinese medicine practitioner, and I would say that if you're going to do this, obviously, you know, you don't want bruises. So, it can appear flushed or appears bruised, but they say it is a normal thing. It'll fade. It's not anything permanent in the article. So they really go in depth about that as well. On Death and Dying by Ray Frazier. He's also the owner of Mystiques West on Ford Road in Westland. He usually brings awesome articles to the table about mediumship and so forth. Our classes and events page is lengthy.
Yeah, it starts on page 31.
Yeah, and it's on page 33. Make sure you take a look at our professional business directory, guys. Those are our business card ads, but in the same sense, if you look closely at some of them, you know, there's deals. There's deals, there's, you know, money off, things along those lines, so you can check that out. It's on more classes on page 35 as well. Mm-hmm. There's so many classes in the community. It's just a matter of what you want to learn. So definitely check that out. Infinite Chakra Awakenings, half off in March with this ad, Todd Stockwell. You can call 734-740-9110. Experience a massive awakening that starts with your seven chakras. We also have The World is Beautiful, Life is Beautiful, You Are Beautiful by Todd Stockwell.
We're all beautiful. well, I keep seeing all these ads with, like, coupons and stuff. So it sounds like Mind and Spirit Guys should come up with, like, a Groupon or something. Eventually get all the people together and be like, hey, two for the price of one. You know, you never know. I'm just being silly.
Well, the awesome thing is a lot of these people honor it, and that's one of the reasons why we try to get the magazine out in so many different locations. You know, with the Henry Ford Community College event this weekend, that's why I'm bringing so many bundles, because even with these people not being there, if they're not participating in an event, it's a really awesome thing to pick up, because if you enjoy the event and you want to further your information, or you want to go see somebody unique, there's a coupon right there in the guide. You can call them personally and make a session, you know, and that's why we support the guide everywhere. You know, a lot of the magazines go out to the Holistic Fair every month and they're available there. I participate in the Victory of Light Expo down in Cincinnati every year. I take usually 8 to 12 bundles and hand them out down there. That's the beauty of the magazine. You know, wherever I go, I try to take it with me so that we're furthering our readership, but also getting more people involved, you know, because a lot of people will offer phone or Skype sessions too.
Yeah, because I opened a bank account today and they didn't even know about Mighty Mind Spirit. They're like, do they have it on the internet? I said, yeah, they looked it up real quick and they're like, this is sweet. We'll have to check this out. So a lot of people some people don't even know about the magazine, and we got to get the word of mouth out there, because it's the awesome thing to have for knowledge and stuff, different ways of healing other than just the regular way.
Well, and that's the beauty of it. You know, we were talking to an advertiser yesterday, and she asked, what is your readership? There's no way to determine that, because a lot of times what happens is somebody picks up the magazine at a chiropractor's office, writes down what they want. They don't realize it's free and they can take it. They put it back down and somebody else grabs it.
Yes.
So even though we print 40,000 copies, our readership could be 80, 100, you know, 200,000 a month.
Yep.
Plus it's free on the website. So, and we have our subscribers as well. So there's so many readers out there. And yeah, you know, if you pick up a guide and you finish it, give it to the friend.
Yeah.
Give it to a family member.
Somebody that's having some maybe spiritual issues or body issues, and mm-hmm. this might help them. You never know. It might show them their way.
Yep, you know, the funny thing is as soon as the magazine comes out every month, I get a phone call from my family. You're going to bring us copies, right? And then you know what they do is they read it, and then they hand the copy off to somebody else.
Yep.
You know, friends or
co-workers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I mean, even my 70, let's see, she's going to be 70, oh, God, 77 this year. My grandma, she reads it.
Better get that right, she'll get you.
Yeah, I know. She'll come after me. She knows I'm telling her age on the air. She might get me, too.
I've had lunch with her before. She's a firecracker.
Yes, she is. But it's all ages. You know, we have you know, teens who follow the magazine, adults, older adults. Anybody can read the magazine. It's even friendly for children, too.
Yeah, pretty PG.
Yeah. So are you prepared for A Miracle by Barbara White?
Always.
She's one of our awesome radio hosts as well, calling all leaders and healers, and she always has amazing guests on there. She's had Marianne Williamson. She's had some amazing guests in the past, and I know she's got an amazing lineup for this year. New Greenhouse Director at Creative Health Institute provides Pure and Healthy Food by Benjamin Gaspera. So you can take a look at that. Shaping the Invisible by Wendy Formier. Be True to You and Your Creativity. Wendy Powers is an awesome psychic in the community, and she offers amazing readings. Center for the Whole Being Support, Healing, and Guidance, $99 March special. Obviously, we have our have our horoscopes. Luna Michaels brings those to us every single month. I can tell you it's the first thing I read in the guide every month.
Me too. They're pretty accurate.
I haven't even gotten a chance to kind of read mine. Let's see here. Oh, look at that. Promotion, new job, or bonuses. Well, I'm going to have to take a look at that. I might have to call Penny.
She's probably listening now. I'm already taking notes on what
to tell you. I love you, Penny.
I love you more.
So take a look at the horoscopes. This one looks like it's an interesting quantum spiritual horoscope. So I think she did a little bit of an edge this month. For Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, happy birthday. Your personal horoscope's in there as well. Building strong relationships through integrity.
That sounds like a good one a lot of people should read.
Mm-hmm.
Because relationships these days are mainly your nose and your eyes are in the cell phone or the tablet or the computer. People need to learn how to, like, make relationships.
You ever go to lunch with someone? Like, I had this happen a few months ago with my family where we all went to dinner and every single person at the table had their cell phone out.
The
table's dead quiet. Everybody's reading their phone and I'm sitting there looking around going, what is wrong with you people?
They've lost the way of humanity talking to each other. Let's text each other instead, even though we're sitting in front of each other.
And the funny thing is I just had dinner with a good friend of mine, and she works in the community as a psychic as well. She's actually going to be one of our new hosts starting in April. Her name's Deborah Smith, and she's bringing an awesome radio show to the table. And we went to dinner and our phones kept going off.
Oh, no.
And we started cracking up at each other because she's like, only we could understand why our phones go off around the clock. You know, and a lot of it has to do with business or emails or things. So we were kind of joking about it, but yet we weren't answering anything because we were taking the time just to catch up and talk. So at least we could recognize that and, you know, put our phones aside. But it was one of those where hers would go off, then mine would go off, and then hers would go off, and then mine would go off, and then they go off side.
Lucky I wasn't there. I'd be like, turn the phones on, put them in the car.
So, yeah, that is a good article to check out because definitely we need to get away from technology and be more sociable. I like those coffee houses. Do you see those coffee houses online where they tell you you're not even allowed to use your phone?
Yeah, that's lovely. I like that.
Yeah, you know, I remember when the phones were bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't even text message.
Yeah, they didn't even have color, and it was like green screen with black writing. That's about it.
Yeah, and then they came out with these keyboards that everybody looked at like, what the heck is this?
Oh, yeah. I can email, Facebook, Twitter, everything on this thing now. Then we got to realize we got to get back to being human.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody else about that the other day. I'm like, there's Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And how the heck do you keep up with all this stuff?
It's all on one device. That's why. Crazy.
But, you know, I was out with my mom and my family Saturday night, and my mom's sitting there on Facebook on her phone, and I'm sitting there looking at her going, Mom, do you remember when you used to say you didn't even know what the heck Facebook was?
I know. I created a monster with my mom, too. She told me to make her account, and she's always on it now. But she sells her Avon, so I guess that helped her with her business.
Yeah, you know, a lot of businesses are on there. You know, even the guide and so forth, we're on Facebook, but it's always nice to just spend some time with people, too.
Yeah.
So, The Silver Thread, Trauma Part 3, Facing Our Demons, Practicing Being the New You.
My Cleansing the Body looks like a good one, too.
Yes. And then we also have, our community classified ads, pet services, readers, products, healing services, for rent. There's an office space for rent if you're looking for one. West Bloomfield, rooms for rent and holistic chiropractor clinics. So there's a lot of information going on in the guide this month. And obviously the back calendar for radio. We have an awesome lineup. Opening to Enlightenment was a brand new show this month, so definitely check that out. Deborah Smith is coming on board next month with her brand new show. She's a psychic, so I do believe she'll be doing readings on the air. So I'm excited to produce that show as well. So we have some new awesome radio shows. If you're interested in any of the radio shows and you missed them, you can go to bodymindspiritradio.com and listen to any and all the shows and archives. They're always available. We never take them down. If you find a favorite host, you can go through and listen to all their shows.
Yeah, Or if they wanted to, couldn't they get their own radio show too?
Yeah. If you're interested in radio, you can contact me at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com. And our radio prices are awesome. They're low priced, and you can have your own radio show if you want to, pass along your teachings, your information. The guide is awesome in the sense that we do connect to so many people. Radio is a worldwide audience.
So many different walks of life.
Yes, and the beauty of it is we do have hosts overseas. You know, Richard Lawrence from England. We also have Karim. She's on, and she does her show from Malaysia every month.
Oh, wow, that's so,
so
cool.
And we've also had a host from Australia, so we're definitely expanding as far as that worldwide global audience and bringing more hosts to the table. So if you're interested in having your own radio show, definitely contact me. And if you're interested in being part of the guide, you can contact info@bodymindspiritguide.com. Penny can help you in that regard. So there's an awesome amount of information in there. Is there anything that you wanted to add, any of your personal favorites, anything that you wanted to share with the listeners this month?
Not really. We pretty much talked about everything.
Yeah, we covered it cover to cover.
Yeah, we covered it pretty well. Just the radio thing she was talking about, I really get excited when they have psychics on there that do like live readings on there and stuff. That's very interesting to hear those, because most of us don't get to sit in on other people's readings. So it's kind of interesting to hear what they have to say, and it kind of gives you the feel for that reader at first before you decide to commit and get a reading, you know. So
yeah, it's an awesome way. And then it's also to build your clientele base and to connect with more people in the community. So I know a lot of our listeners really love those shows, and all of our shows have their own following and are really, truly loved. That's the beauty of us doing radio. We here at The Guide do so much to promote it. Facebook, Twitter, through the studio, through our website, through your own host page. We promote radio in so many different places, even in print, the Up to the Mic articles, which there was not one in this last issue, but there will be one in this upcoming issue.
Okay.
I took a break for a month.
Shame on you.
I know. Shame on me. But we had so much going on, you know. But definitely there will be a new article coming up this month.
She's promising that, so hold her to that.
You better be cautious. I'll make you write it. the Up to the Mic article is a great way to find out about radio hosts, too. So we're really proud of our lineup, and it's growing.
Yeah.
So, and radio is a great opportunity to get yourself out there. And that's why we do the new show, too, is to talk about the guide. If you have any questions, concerns, or you would even just like to let us know what you love about the magazine, it's a community-based magazine. We definitely try to bring a lot to the table, but we always love feedback, too. So even with radio, we're so open to, hearing what you guys have to say. So definitely connect with us. So we're gonna end out this month. We want to wish you a very happy spring equinox wherever you are. If you hopefully you're not getting any more snow.
Hopefully you're warmer than we are.
Yeah, here in Michigan, just looking outside, I'm like, oh, Christmas is coming.
Well, this older man I used to work for, his wife used to tell me that it was like a Michigan sandstorm, because she didn't like to say the bad word snow. So it was a Michigan sandstorm.
Well, luckily the snow is still white,
right.
You know, it's not brown, or we'd have some issues going on out there.
Right.
But definitely have a wonderful beginning of spring. We know Easter is coming up and everybody's trying to get ready for that.
Yeah.
Definitely check out a lot of the events. It's a great way to get out of the cold, but it's also a great way to be part of the community. Spring brings change, and change means getting out there. So,
change and growth.
So if you want more information on the guide, go to bodymindspiritguide.com. More information on radio, bodymindspiritradio.com. You can email info@bodymindspiritguide.com or radio@bodymindspiritguide.com. And we will be live again next month.
And take care of your body, mind, and spirit.
Yep. We'll be live on Tuesday, April, that ain't the right calendar. right here. Oh, yeah, I was right. Okay, we'll be live again on April 11th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can join us then. So until next month, have a wonderful rest of the month. Stay warm, and we look forward to hearing from you. Bye.